I would find myself in the house of my deceased grandmother and grandfather, and they both were in attendance. On a few occasions, I have had the dark forces mimicking deceased relatives, and I do take my real side hat off to them, as they put on quite a convincing performance. However, if one is standing connected to one's real self, even partially, the impostors tend to be revealed. It seems as though standing in a position of awareness beyond whomever one is in the company of allows one to see them in their complete actuality and discern any ill intent they may be harbouring and concealing. And so generally, the dark forces will be standing in a state of awareness, if indeed they have any, that is far lessened than someone on their awareness process, and their mimicking efforts are clearly seen, or they are unable to maintain the act that goes with the fake mimicry. They tend to revert to type, exhibit the sort of emotional and distorted attitudes one would associate with such beings. Anyway, on this occasion, my real self impressions detected no skullduggery. In fact, I had the sense that my deceased grandparents were the guides. As often, the guides will assume the forms of my grandparents, and you get the sense of who some of the guides are through their adopted forms. You begin to recognize their unique signatures. One of them was Rebazar, as when he does feature in my dreams, he has a rather stern countenance, or at least he is a little stern with me. I think sometimes I can be a bit funny on the real side, and better not to indulge a child, for that is what we are, as we are in our rudimentary awareness stages, and adults can't let children run too much amok. Anyway, the scene was they and I, and they were presenting me with a meal. I would accept and consume this. On waking, I would recognize this as being preparation, as we can construe food and meals as ideas. So the guides were offering me an opportunity for something, and in the dream, this was demonstrated by the meal. I would accept this and the ideas the offer represented, as I had discerned these to be guides, and not imposter dark forces. I was therefore willing to accept the meal, so a preparation for what was to come, as the next scene would find me in a car with my grandparents again. The guides were taking me to my next destination. They were the drivers. Rebazar, as my grandfather, at the wheel, with the other guide I did not recognize the identity of beside him, though I sense it was a female guide. I've had a female guide feature in several of my dreams of late, and this one had the same impressional signature. Next to me was a relatively well-known and renowned alternative information researcher. It was Nick Redfern. So I passed the time and the journey talking with him, all things paranormal. I asked him what he thought of Nick Pope, if he was indeed a charlatan or genuine. I asked him about his views on the Rendlesham UFO crash event of 1980. And what he thought of the upcoming release of new information pertaining to this case. Cable Green and Gary Heseltine, the ex-policeman who was investigating and producing the Rendlesham documentary. Anyway, it was just a discussion of UFO phenomena in creation generally. We arrived at our destination. The scene would skip to my being in a grand hall with many peoples within. The guides now had departed. Seems they would leave the rest of the adventure to me to see what I would do. I'm sure they were watching close at hand. There surely was quite the gathering, and my personal self may well have been uncertain as to what was going on. But having experienced how real side dreams unfold, the personal self is always there and questioning, pondering, and scratching its personal head. But the real self just knows, and so I simply stay as connected with my real self as much as I am able. And the more I do this, the more the real side dream unfolds without issues, according to plan, and maximizing the awareness-inducing potential of the dream experience. The viewpoints for comparison more readily recognized. Objective viewing achieved with more ease. And as much information can be gleaned as possible and taken back to the physical level on waking for my dream files. Suddenly, though, there were half-naked women on the stage, dancing in a most seductive manner. My real self looked on with indifference, but my personal self was rather goggle-eyed and distracted. I would say this was an attempted distraction by the influence or agents of the dark forces. As I was saying, we can maximize what we recognize and take from a dream experience according to the extent that we remain connected to our real selves. If our personal self creeps in, we can lose valuable information. And if we are delicately going about some activity that requires complete connection with the real self to achieve, anything less than full real self-immersion will be detrimental to the execution of what we are doing. Or we can begin to lose recognition of the real side as the personal self creeps in. It is effectively like dropping body vehicle filters in front of the scene, making it harder and harder to recognize. We then begin to perceive and consider it literally, and to the extent it is completely obscured. It is still going on, we just have removed our ability to perceive and recognize it. On this occasion, the distraction had me move too much into my personal self, and the entire scene faded from my view as my recognition was diminished and lost as I stepped into my filtering little self. Now I was somewhere else. A vast room of windows or screens into other worlds, and through these screens I could see all kinds of distractions of a sexual nature. There was even a female in the room itself, trying to seduce me. Further, as I was bombarded by all this, the windows were like conduits into other dimensions, and those within them, some of them at any rate, the individuals could perceive me and would attempt interaction, a verbal interaction, as they could not move through the windows from the worlds they were in. My personal self had been captivated enough to bring me here, that the other experience would fade from my ability to recognize. But enough of my real self was still connected too, and I had a sense to wish to return to the prior experience, as it was of a far more awareness-expanding nature. Seems the stimulation of my personal self was enough to bring me here, but I was fairly well connected to my real self throughout, and the real self overrided the personal self. I respectfully bid all these individuals farewell and took my leave, and as I made this determination and decision, I would connect more strongly with my real self. The personal little self faded back into the background. The literal layers of activated emotion and mental consideration subsided, and I would be back in the grand hall again with all the peoples. No travelling necessary, just a recognition, and I was standing then back in the place that my real recognition and awareness allowed. I was now moving outside of the grand hall with the others. The seductresses had departed. Seems only I was able to see them from before, so perhaps a deception and distraction just for me. We were all outside now, and were awaiting some event or other. We all knew something was coming, and all were anticipating it. I would begin speaking with the peoples, and we had quite the discussion. Seems I knew it was some event involving spacecraft, a mass impending display, and then all these lights began to fill the sky. If we have a genuine UFO mass humanity wake-up display, a possible faked one as well may be experienced from the dark forces, as on a dream I had, which suggested a deception to run coinciding with the genuine one. The unaware masses would be in a state of panic at such events, and the aware folks may well be on hand, perhaps have the responsibility to calm the situation, or at least better prepare people by getting out and about and engaging with them before such events occur. This situation had that feel about it, so maybe a glimpse into the future, a little preparation for me, courtesy of the real guides. Seems as usual, the dark forces are always trying to interfere and distract us as we go about our process. They can't really attack us, as karmic consequences are severe for doing so, and they can be sent immediately to the Phantom Zone if we request this to a guide. Also, they can't deceive us readily, as with our awareness, we see through their deceptions and mimicry, and we can handle ourselves on the real side also. As connection to our real awareness gives us the ability to deal with situations and abrasive individuals, all they can do is get our agreement to certain ideas and things they set up. And if successful, we can have tap lines and cause and effect consequences. But we can just as readily decide differently once we discern an agreement made to a tap lining idea. For in the new nowness, for those who are sincere, there is karma no more. Here we can see how I was distracted, allowing my personal self to be stimulated, stepping out of the new nowness of my awareness and back into cause and effect creation subsequently, effectively agreeing with the idea that was set up for this purpose, and finding my recognition temporarily diminished as I stepped more so into my literal self, and cause and effect being instant on the real side had me instantly move to the effect of the idea agreed with. On the physical level, it would have taken more time, an agreement, and then the effect down the road a ways, or even a future lifetime, as we chuck our emotions and thoughts all over the place, focus on this and chase that, etc. It demonstrates also how no travelling was necessary, except from the personal self perspective, as the personal self is very much a product of creation, and the agreed upon laws of space and time apply, less so it seems as we move upwards, literally speaking, through the life levels. And with the ears beyond creation, there is no time or space, as everything is an isness and a recognition, and standing in the new nowness of the is in creation has us simply moving to wherever we choose according to the recognitional faculties we utilize. As we sit here, we could suddenly be in the real universes if we dropped the filtering layers of the physical vehicle suddenly and had the recognition to see beyond creation into the true light reality. I would never get to see the UFO event in this dream, but it revealed to me what I needed to be aware of now. In fact, I suddenly found myself removed from that scene and in another one. I was again walking with a group of individuals, and all these seemed to be an assortment of aliens and unearthly beings. Maybe I was trying to fit in, as I had adopted the form of a cat person, and I moved with these peoples through rocky terrain. Suddenly, one of the individuals was attacked by one of the others, and I moved to intercede and prevent harm to this being. An error of awareness judgment, I would suggest. I effectively had involved myself in the karma of these peoples. We are reminded of Paul Twitchell with Rebazar in the tavern, where a fight broke out, and Rebazar advised Paul not to interfere, lest he take on unnecessary karma, and to let themselves kill each other if they must. This was demonstrated here, as I became embroiled in the karma. Cause and effect that needn't have been mine, as I effectively agreed with the idea this situation represented. I suspected then it was another setup for this very reason. As we continue with our process of awareness, we must be cautious not to be caught up in any battle or fight, to take any stand in the dualistic nature of creation, the eternal strife between good and evil, as this will have us caught up in the cause and effect, and we can become lost in creation again, regardless of if we fight for the idea of good or evil. So yes, a squabble may be arranged for this reason, and the scene would then skip to my being at a kind of trial situation, as I switched to the effect of the cause I had set in motion by agreeing with the idea that the fight represented. I was now surrounded by all these aliens and beings, and they were discussing my fate. I bore this patiently, not too concerned, it seems. I had enough connection to my real self at this moment, and I actually took the time to speak with some of the alien mob and even answer some questions. I spoke about creation, this and that. One asked me how long it takes to become aware. I would respond by saying how you are the decider of that, according to the speed by which you remove all tap lines, agreements, and attachments that keep you limited, according to focus, real intent, etc. The trial was now over. I was to be executed. One of the individuals I had spoken with was most gleeful at this predicament. I would shrug and say that I would simply depart in the blink of an eye, and so I did. I built up energy within myself and did my translocation trick. I found that if I am in an undesirable location, if I am there through cause and effect, that I have slipped out of my real awareness enough consequently, then I tend to rely on a facility I utilize when I get into dodgy situations. What I used to do in my astral projection days before finding the new presentation. Build up energy in myself, picture where I want to go, and there I would translocate, and thus back to my bedroom on the physical level. In my awakened state, I would find myself. So, yes, endless distractions and snares designed to bait and captivate the personal little self. Phenomena in creation, the influence, and lewd females. The dark forces with their disguises and mimicry and situations and scenes set up on the real side to draw our attention, seek our agreement and tap line and draw us into a cause and effect. But always we can recognize these snares with our awareness, and even if we are successfully waylaid, misdirected, or fall flat on our faces, if our real intent is firm and our focus maintained, we just step back into our awareness, the new nowness, brush ourselves off and carry on. We can just chalk these interferences up to experience, more objective viewpoints for comparison, and is a recognitional opportunity, and it affords us information on all the means by which the dark forces may trick us, as they reveal all their cards, and if nothing else, it makes the real side more entertaining, for what would an adventure be without the villains? As an aside, the dream may have stopped at the first scene, where I was in the house with the guides, for I would wake up briefly at this point, and was in the process of getting up to edit some videos for YouTube. But I had the impression and the sense to go back to sleep, and the other two scenes and all they encompassed would follow. I would suggest the personal self not only blocks one's ability to remember dreams or certain content according to what it wants to see or not, but it may well stimulate us to wake up earlier, and thus we miss other dream experiences resultingly. I suggest my urge to get up and edit videos, although seemingly a beneficial and fine idea, was encouraged on this occasion by the personal self for this reason. But the real self interceded, with the far better awareness expanding option in that moment of further sleep and real side experiences. And I leaned toward the real self suggestion on this occasion. So all I can say is this: be aware of where these impulses come from, the personal self, the influence, lest we forfeit real side dream experiences and the potential is recognitional opportunity they present.
There's a lot to learn. You have studied well, and this is what it takes for people, is to study to where they get to the point to where they really understand this, more so than just chasing their likes and dislikes.
I would find myself in the throes of a mighty battle, or perhaps a mighty slaughter would be more appropriate. Two species were embroiled in conflict, and this I would observe. I was accompanied by a friend I know from the physical level. This individual I have mentioned before. He has featured in other real side experiences. I won't say his name. Mr. Anonymous is an individual completely immersed with his personal created self. Despite my constantly speaking of the real references of the ears and sharing with him my dream experiences, he bears my words patiently, seems curiously accepting of them, but has no interest whatsoever. The fact he still is in my experience and my his suggests some emotional attachment, possibly. And I have had real side dreams where he has featured, suggesting I must be cautious, that I am not seduced too much by the tapline trappings of this matrix, and indeed agreement to the limited position that they represent. But I suggest that if one speaks of the ears, and an individual seems to remain as an associate despite their seeming disinterest, then something must be activating somewhere, an agreement on maybe a life level beyond the physical, to the possibilities beyond the literal personal self. For everyone has a real self, and that and life will constantly be trying to get the attention of the personal self. For he was with me here, observing this conflict. We were on a planet where the surface had been abandoned. It was an arid and forbidding place, and possibly another planet where the surface has been made uninhabitable, like Mars, and very soon Earth. And thus, this battle was subterranean, taking place in large carved-out sections of the planet, beneath the abandoned surface world. I say it was more a slaughter, as it seemed somewhat one-sided. On the one side were what I impressioned to be the inhabitants, and these seemed rather defenseless. They were humanoid, had no clothing whatsoever, and were completely hairless, Their skins were a grey-blue colour, and they were desperately attempting to escape. The other side had far greater technologies to draw upon, huge machines of destruction, blasting laser fire and destroying the grey-skinned humanoids. I assumed these machines were piloted or controlled by another species, but I could see no visible sign of them, so can make no determination. Even though we were bearing witness and standing in plain sight, we had no necessity to conceal ourselves, as we were unseen by both of the species, suggesting we were viewing from a position where we were unable to be perceived, perhaps a higher life level then, a different vibrational standing, but with awareness we could see far more. As awareness in such real side situations does afford one ability on occasion to see multiple life levels simultaneously, and ultimately were one to become as aware as, say, a guide, being everywhere at once and perceiving, recognizing everything simultaneously would be so. Evidently, I was with, perhaps, a higher life level version of my friend also, and had managed to get his attention, and perhaps take him on this little sightseeing trip, to maybe impress upon him something more than he has considered. As usually, his primary consideration would be the securing of his next alcoholic beverage. Some of the grey, blue-skinned peoples were scrambling to the surface now, perhaps that being safer than the subterranean networks now filled with their enemy. These defenseless peoples were rather hard to kill, seemed their skins were very durable and resistant. They were certainly fireproof, as was demonstrated when they emerged on the surface. As to get there, they had to pass through lava-filled holes in the earth and appeared to be unscathed. The surface arid, dead and lifeless, nothing organic, not a tree or a hint of anything natural. We are reminded again of how this is a warring universe, that nowhere is safe in this particular creation, and always potential conflict is around the corner. The last scene would have my moving from my observing capacity to a position more of interjection. It's difficult to discern exactly what happened, the manner by which I involved myself. I seemed to know what I was doing, and so was very much connected to my real self. With some dreams of a nature that require the real self to be fully connected with, any involvement on the part of the personal self will disrupt and reduce the experience, diminish the execution that requires full real self immersion. as I have had on previous real side experiences, allowing the personal self to creep in can completely ruin what was intended. This, I suspect, is why we may have periods of little or no dream recollection. The real side is going on, as it constantly is, including our real self activities on it. But if the activities are of a delicate nature that require the real self more so, then perhaps better that the personal self does not get to experience and witness these, as the possibility of its interjection and disruption may be less than beneficial, particularly if other beings are involved. Everything is experience and for comparison and is recognitional purposes, but on occasion things may be going on that an individual isn't ready to know yet, and perhaps the personal self not trusted enough to remain in the background and let the real self go about activities of a more delicate nature. I was able to facilitate then the removal of these grey-skinned beings to some other location. We were in a tunnel system of a kind, with large stone doorways that intersected them. The stone doors I had to open, and so I did, as only I could seemingly do this, and afford these peoples passage onward. I'm uncertain where we were, but as I said, the real self was in control and was just doing what it was. But I think we were on a different planet now, not entirely safe from the machines of these people's enemy, but concealed from them at least, as I took them deeper into this tunnel system. My friend was still with me, accompanying me, but not directly involved, more that he was given the opportunity to witness these happenings as a benefit for his awareness, perhaps. This is where the dream would end. The grey-skinned humanoids were safe for now. Sometimes we must be cautious that on our journey of is recognition, that we don't become embroiled with the ideas that present themselves, as everything in creation, including wars and individuals presenting as opposition, represent ideas. To engage has us agreeing with these ideas, and we may well take a dualistic position and be involved in a battle, even if it is seemingly a noble stance of good versus evil, etc. We ought better walk around such creational ideas and treat them with detached objectivity, despite the nature of them, lest we be unnecessarily pulled out of the new nowness of the ears. For many can and may fall on the journey as they become involved in the fight, and indeed many such conflicts are set up for this very reason, as snares to trap people in cause and effect creation. We will have to deal with cause and effect. We always are creating something as we share the is, etc. But like Paul in The Tiger's Fang, Rebazar advised him not to intercede in the barroom brawl or take on unnecessary karma. On this occasion, though, in this dream, my real self was definitely at the wheel. You get to recognize the degree to which it is or not, or if the personal self is creeping in, or there in its limited literal entirety. And so, in this state of beingness, connected fully to the real self, I was confident that my activities here would not get me in trouble, karmically speaking, and even if it should the personal self have been present and did things it should not have, we will make mistakes on occasion and fall on our faces as we proceed with our journeys at times, as long as whatever transpired was from a place of sincerity. We are reminded how creation isn't a safe place, and even if we decide to make a cozy spot somewhere within it, it doesn't tend to last for long. We are always having to deal with the creation's decisions of others, and as the final epoch and creation lurches toward oblivion due to the agreed upon restrictions, it is more than apparent that the only assured safety, the only real freedom, can only be found beyond the imploding psych realms through awareness and recognition of the real universes of the is, that a universal positioning can be attained beyond the simulator. For this is our real intent and purpose for being in the simulator after all. But it is a choice that every individual must decide for themselves, or stay lost in an ever-worsening matrix where danger lurks at every corner and the machines of war are forever a possibility.
Yes, you're being prepared for what's to come. You're a key asset to all of this, young man. So, yes, you're seeing it. Heads up. Very real, everybody. Yes, there is no life here. It's all simulated. It's all Tinseltown. There's just your real awareness and figuring it out.